Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. 15-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And Bob, our What's Cooking segment brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester, very kindly.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Cloudy today with a high of Paul Skeens, 30, a low of Calvin Austin, 19. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I want to get back to this Kyle Schwarber thing in a minute, but let's hit just a few of the big games yesterday, Bob. And the one last night stood out because it was the Kansas City Chiefs' maybe demise. It might have been the end of the Chiefs. The game ended very fittingly with Travis Kelce dropping a pass and getting absolutely hammered on the play. And man, that Houston defense is ferocious. I actually thought Mahomes was pretty good. His receivers let him down. He was running all over the place. Is this the end of the Chiefs? And did you take enjoyment from that?
I'm not sure if it is. Most likely it is. I think it's tough for them at 6-7. They have some tough games coming up. And yes, I'm kind of looking forward to a new team being involved instead of automatically just saying the Chiefs are going to win everything in the AFC.
Let me take back something there. When I look at Mahomes, good is not the right word. He had three interceptions and a 19.8 rating. I thought in the face of that defense, he actually made plays in the second. He was awful in the first half. He made plays in the second half. And his receivers just let him down. He was running for his life.
Yeah. Rashee Rice had a first down on a play that could have resulted in points, and he dropped it. He was wide open.
And he led his team in rushing with 59 yards. Courageous might be the better word for that, but there's no way you can look at that numbers and say he was
good. Well, that defense will make a lot of quarterbacks look bad.
Man, I'll say. They made Josh Allen look hideous. Limits, thoughts on the Ravens, Texans, Chiefs? Did you take enjoyment out of Kansas City suffering?
Oh, yes, I took enjoyment out of it. And I took them out of my Super Bowl bubble a while ago. I'm glad that that is staying to fruition now, that they're not going to make it. It's great to see the dynasty go down like it was with New England.
I wasn't aware you had a Super Bowl bubble, and neither Bob or I knows what that means, do you?
It means the teams he thinks could get to the Super Bowl. And at what point you were willing to put them back into
it? I was thinking about it. They were like right on the outset of the bubble. Like the,
how many
you know,
teams
right
you allowed
arm.
In the bubble?
About five or six.
Oh. I thought this was like a betting thing or like a pool of some kind.
No, just teams you think that could make the Super Bowl, like Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying as recently as 2 weeks ago that the Chiefs are the team I trust the most. Who is the team we trust the most in the AFC? I'm going to say New England right now.
I would say.
Because of Drake May.
Yeah, I think so. But there are games that haven't been very impressive. They've won some of them. Some they should have lost, like the Cincinnati game. I thought they should have lost that game. So, I guess Denver. But I think it is pretty much wide open. I don't know. That's a good question. I can't think of a team that I would say is on an island by themselves.
That's instructive in the first place. And I think bodes well for a team like the Steelers that nobody's really fully trusted in the AFC.
I think Houston right now is a team I would fear the most, though. If I had to play a team right now.
I think so, too. Although their offense stinks, Bob.
It does, but their defense makes up for that. They don't have to score a lot of points
for that
defense.
I don't know that they make up for it, but they're helping them win games. I think when you get to a playoff situation, you have an offense that's that bad, you're in trouble. But they're scary. I'll acknowledge that. Bills 39, Bengals 24. This was insane. I was watching the Steelers and Bills games at the airport in Nashville. Both of them were going down to the wire with crazy, crazy stuff happening. Burrow throws for four touchdowns. He goes 25 of 36 for almost 300 yards. But he throws consecutive interceptions, one of which is returned for a touchdown. Josh Allen makes ridiculous plays. The Bills might be coming here for a playoff game, and the Bengals are done, Bob, I think.
Yeah, that killed the Bengals. There's no way they can dig out from this. They had to win them all, and I thought they might beat Buffalo, and if so, look out. They could have been on a roll here because their schedule does lighten up after the Ravens next week. But now they're done. Browns are done. Ravens are still there, but they better get their act together because they got some tough games coming up. Starting with the Bengals, and I don't think that's going to be easy for them. And then it's Green Bay and New England.
Nothing against Joe Burrow when he's playing this well. And I know the one interception was a little fluky. He is on fire right now. Josh Allen said it after the game. That guy is historically good. He really is. They're dangerous. I don't care what the situation is. Limits?
If I was a team like the Rams next year or in 2 years with Matthew Stafford retiring, I would offer 4 first-round picks for Joe Burrow. I think that he could win Super Bowls in multiple different locations other than Cincinnati.
Who do you guys
seeing? Why?
Who do you guys like in a Buffalo-Pittsburgh rematch, Bob?
I think Buffalo would be favored because they came here before and won, and they have, you know, a run game that can win. James Cook is really good, and so is Josh Allen. So I would think they'll be favored. I would prefer them taking on the Chargers, quite frankly.
Me too. I'm sticking with Buffalo because I have them winning the Super Bowl, and I'm not willing to change that yet.
Holy horse oil. All right, back to the Schwarber thing. Ken Rosenthal said the Pirates have offered Kyle Schwarber a 4-year deal that is likely worth over $100 million. I believe Filippone has said he'll give money to his Twitter followers.
Yes, $100 to 10 Twitter followers. How about Pony also, that shot he took at Lamar paid off too. Lamar was clapped back at him and said, say less on Twitter. And then Pony went back at Lamar yesterday. How about that, Bob?
Wait, tell me more about that.
Yeah, so did you see that? Okay, so what Pony put on Twitter, and I'm going to make sure that I get the correct tweet here, but he put something out there that got Lamar's attention to the point where Lamar Jackson tweeted back at Pony and said, say less to Pony's tweet. So Pony, what he said is, can we all agree that Lamar is at least is at the very least a little overrated? And Lamar responded, say less. And then Pony came back with a video last night laughing at Lamar and saying, Lamar, you were so confident, but you couldn't beat the Steelers.
See, I think that's part of the problem with Lamar, Bob, is that he hears too much and he gets tight in big games. Look at his record against the Bills, against the Steelers, against the Chiefs, and in playoff games. It's just, I'm starting to he's a great player. That's indisputable. He's 2-time MVP, could easily be 3-time. Maybe should have won it last year. But I'm sorry, at some point you have to do it in big games, and part of the problem there is he hears everything. He's listening to Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh. I mean, we all want people to listen to us, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes the best thing is get off social media. If you're one of these guys who gets bothered by it, then don't look at it. I don't understand why.
Why would
Lamar
you respond
Jackson
to that?
Has not been good against good teams. When you look at his, you know, and that's a problem that goes deeper than this. It's not just the Steelers that he has problems against. It's other teams as well. And the big names, the Chiefs, the Bills, he hasn't been able to do well in those games. 1-6 against the Chiefs, 2-4 against the Bills, 3-5 against the Steelers.
And not good in playoff games. So,
All right,
in 10 seconds or less, we each get a shot here. Pirates, according to Rosenthal, 4 years over $100 million. I saw Dayon saying today that he tends to think this is an agent trying to putting this out, trying to sort of whip up the idea of a bidding war. That sounds very impressive. I'll believe it when I see it. I wonder if it's the kind of offer you know will get refused, Bob.
Well, that's my whole thing with it. You can make an offer, but if you know it's not enough, then it's easy to say, no, I'm not interested. It sounds good, $20 million plus. What they need to do is get one of these done. And then once that happens, I think then you'll believe a lot more of it. I hope they're involved. I want to see him here. They need a good 50 home run guy as a designated hitter.
Yeah, I'm not buying that will happen. In fact, I'd put a minuscule chance of it ever happening. Limits, 10 seconds.
I don't see much of a chance that it happens, and I hope it's not just media fodder for agents. Hopefully they actually go do make a big move, like a Polanco, Jorge Polanco, or a Suarez. Ketel Marte. That was floated out there as a trade option.
I like that.
Mitch Keller and another prospect for Ketel Marte. Signed through 2031. Give me that.
I'll take it.
Get me a proven bet. See you, gentlemen.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See ya.
Aloha.